You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis, the director. This is episode 13, and if I've got my calendar dates right, it's Wednesday, hashtag Wedding Wednesday, February 27th of 2019. Wow, we're already through 2 months of the new year. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to actually just highlight some of the information that's been in previous podcast episodes, because if this is your first time listening, you've missed some really good stuff. So I'm going to encourage you to go back to some of the episodes and listen in, especially if you're just newly engaged or you're just starting out with your wedding planning. There's been some really helpful information that's been shared by my previous guests, which range from Metropolitan Detroit planners, vendors, and actual wedding couples who have gone through the wedding planning process or are currently going through the wedding planning process. So bear with me for approximately the next 10-15 minutes. I'm just going to highlight some of the key takes from the director's take from some of our guests. So starting with Crystal Marie of the Crystal Marie brand, when she was on and she was featured in episode 3, some of her takeaways and one of the things that she highlights or she specializes in is destination weddings. And so if you're beginning your wedding planning and you're not really sure which direction you're going to take, consider doing a destination wedding and turning your destination into a weekend soiree, if you will, and invite your close family members and friends to join you on a wedding weekend at a specific destination, whether that's Jamaica or Barbados or Cancun or Mexico or Fiji, or there's a plethora of places that you can have your destination wedding. But that was a really fun episode where we talked about some of the things that Crystal specializes in when she's contracted to do destination weddings. So check out episode 3 and you can hear more details of doing a destination wedding. But again, if you're in the throes of wedding planning and you're having doubts about whether doing something here, having a contract with a wedding venue for your ceremony and or reception, consider the destination wedding route. Again, that was episode 3. Moving on to actual episode 4, and I'd like to say, too, that Crystal and Brandy, who's featured in episode 4, they were part of our series on collaboration beats competition. So we are all Metropolitan Detroit wedding planners, but we all appeal to different audiences and we call ourselves the hashtag planner posse. And we're always texting or calling or we're at events together because we're honing our crafts and we're honing our knowledge in the wedding business. Because if you don't stay trained and up to date, then you don't have anything to offer your clients. So I enjoy our group so much. So when Brandy was on episode 4, Brandy talked about and Brandy owns Will You Party event planning. And she just talked about or emphasized the fact that a lot of individuals in their wedding planning process decide to get a planner later on in their planning process. And what Brandy pointed out, which I thought was a great takeaway, was the fact that why not start with a wedding planner, even before you contract with a venue or a church or wherever you're deciding to hold your wedding, because you never know, depending on which event planner you contract with, he or she will be able to negotiate some costs and you're even getting the venue. So one of her things she said was to let it go and get a planner before you even start the process. And you'll be amazed at how much money you'll be able to save because your event planner's been in the industry for so long and they form these relationships with these various vendors, these various venues, and you might actually get a lower cost as a result with working with the planner first. Many couples, they wait later and they plan everything and they sign contracts and then they're like, oh, I need a planner. So again, if you're in the throes of doing wedding planning, consider contracting with a planner first, making that your first stop before going on to your venues. Again, that was Brandy Lane, and she was featured in episode 4 of The Director's Take. So if you want to hear more of that, that was a comical conversation. So if you want to hear more of those details, check out episode 4. Moving on, episode 5 actually featured one of my real couples who are currently in the throes of wedding planning. And so when this episode airs, we'll be approximately 4 or 5 months out before their big day. And I'm looking forward to featuring them on again after the wedding so they can give you the details of how everything turned out. But their hashtag is the happy couple. And one of the things that they shared while they've been planning is the fact that they decided to have a long engagement and use that time to save money so they wouldn't go into debt when they did start contracting their vendors and details for their wedding. Because a lot of times what we do is we set a budget, but sometimes couples go into debt because they want everything and they hadn't planned on spending a certain amount of money. And so this couple decided to have the long engagement, save the money they needed so they could pay for everything in cash. And so I'm just proud of them watching everything come to fruition, watching them budget, watching them cut costs as they need to. So when they do get married, they're not looking at all these bills that they have to pay after the fact. So that's my hashtag happy couple. Shout out to Dustin and Mariah. We've got 5 more months to go, and I'm looking forward to their big day in July. If you want to hear more of their details and their planning process, go to episode 5 of The Director's Take and listen to them for yourselves. In episode 6, Lorna of Posh and Prim joined me. And again, this was the third part of the series Collaboration Beats Competition. And some of the things that Lorna, or one of the main things that Lorna discussed, was the fact that there's a difference between an event and a venue coordinator. And I was very, we had a very good conversation regarding this, because some people think, okay, I'm getting married at this venue, it comes with its coordinator. But what they don't realize is that that event coordinator is only there to protect the venue and not necessarily the bride and groom's needs. So they're more of a venue coordinator, or their priority is the venue, versus an event coordinator, their priority is the bride and groom. And interesting enough, as I record this episode, I'm reminded of a venue that's about to actually open in the Southfield area. And I went to go visit them, and they have a bunch of venue coordinators. And on my tour of the venue coordinator simply kept repeating the fact that, hey, we're just here for the venue. We set out the chairs, we set out the tables, we put out the lights, the chandeliers, we set up, we close off this wall. It was all about what they do for the venue, but nothing specifically for the couple. Yes, they have rooms. They have a room for the bride. They have a room for the groom, but that's it. It's like, here's your room, and this is all we're here for. And so consider during your wedding planning process, or even if you're engaged and you haven't even started yet, these are some of the things to think about. Do you want somebody whose priority is to make sure that your needs are satisfied, or are you going to have someone that's only focused on what the venue requires and needs at the time? So keep that in mind as well. If you want to hear more of my conversation with Lorna about that, that was The Director's Take episode 6. And so we talk about the difference between an event and a venue coordinator. Next, we had my pastor, Dr. Robert Brumfield, on episode 7. And one of the reasons I asked him to come on is one of the most important persons of your wedding day, besides the bride and groom, has got to be the officiant, right? Because if he or she isn't licensed to marry you, then all the planning and you've done up to the day of is null and void, because you have to have an official officiant, if you will, to marry you. And so I really enjoyed and appreciate the fact that my pastor was able to come on this episode, and he was able to discuss being a couple and what happens when the wedding is over, and some things to think about even before you get married, as far as communication and meeting with a financial planner and focusing on the relationship versus the celebration. And so I really strongly encourage you to listen to episode 7. 7's my favorite number. But listen to episode 7 of The Director's Take, where you hear Dr. Robert Brumfield of Oak Grove AME Church. He comes on and just talks about what's important about just preparing to even be married. And so if you want to hear that conversation, I won't spoil any other details, but go back and listen to episode 7 of The Director's Take. Episode 8, I featured actually a former bride of mine, but she's also a former student, as my other profession, I like to call it, is as an English educator, high school English educator. And we talked about the fact that she was a former bride, but she's also interested in coming into the wedding and event planning industry. And so we just talked about during her wedding planning process, having a budget and having a backup. And so if you want to listen in on that story, that was pretty eye-opening as far as having a budget and just hearing her insights as far as working with her budget and having a backup and then just having peace on the day of your wedding. And so if you're interested in how to ensure you have peace on the day of your wedding, if you're interested in hearing from a former bride who turned being a bride into wanting to go into actual industry, go back and listen to episode 8 of The Director's Take, and you'll hear Stephanie and I talk about her experience. Moving on, episode 9. This was quite interesting. My guest here, episode 9 with Lasagna, Mrs. Campbell, shout out to Lasagna and Daryl. One of the interesting things about Lasagna was that during her wedding planning process, she interviewed various wedding planners. And in her interview, I was one of the ones she interviewed. She didn't choose me. And so I had her on the podcast because I wanted her to talk about how to choose the right planner for your event or wedding. And this was a very interesting conversation. I know I say that about all my podcasts, but it was interesting the fact that she pointed out some things to me. And specifically, I'm going to use her exact words, was the fact that she had to understand that she was not looking for the right things when she went out to look for a wedding coordinator or a planner. She looked more at what she wanted versus what she needed. And so if I'm not mistaken, I believe, I don't even know if I titled it, but I probably should subtitle that episode, Wants Versus Needs for a Wedding Coordinator. So all my episodes, I believe, have great takeaways. But if you're really on the fence regarding what you want versus what you need in regards to a wedding coordinator, go back and listen to episode 9 of The Director's Take. I guarantee you'll get a lot out of that episode, especially if you're, again, in the throes of wedding planning. Finally, episode 10, I was excited to feature my newlywed couple. They had gotten married in June of 2018, and I was able to bring them on and have a conversation with them. And one of their takeaways from that conversation was the fact that, which I thought was beautiful, was the fact that during the wedding planning process, the groom and the bride, they considered the fact that, well, they reflect on the fact that they bonded during the wedding planning process. Sometimes you hear about couples who get into arguments or wedding planning becomes a source of conflict. And theirs was the exact opposite. They felt closer than ever. And he wasn't a bridezilla or a groomzilla. She wasn't a bridezilla. But they worked together from the budget on down to having time to compare venues and researching what type of wedding they actually wanted. And so they took the whole experience and bonded and became more close as a result of wedding planning. So if you really want to hear from a real life couple who went through the whole wedding process together, wedding planning process together, it wasn't just on her, it wasn't just on him, but they came together and as a result actually bonded through the whole process. Listen to episode 10 of The Director's Take. I'm sure you'll get some inspiration with working with your soon to be spouse. So just wanted to highlight that again. This is episode 13 of The Director's Take. I've got a lot more for you. I just wanted to take this opportunity. It's the end of February, almost into the third month of the new year. And I'm excited about what's to come. I hope that you will share The Director's Take. We're here to entertain, to inform, to educate anybody going through wedding planning process, anyone interested in coming into the wedding industry. I'm just here to do what I do best, and that's to educate. And so I thank you for listening. This is Lori Lewis of The Director's Take. You can reach me on all social media through at The Direct Her, DIRECTHER, The Direct Her, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and Pinterest. So I hope you'll check me out, reach out to me, send me some comments, DM me. I look forward to hearing what you have to